I'm Peter Gray, along with Tim Landis, business editor for the State Journal Register. Just ahead on this week's business report, following on the heels of Hy-Vee, another grocery chain coming to Springfield, just west of the busy Sangamon Avenue and Dirksen Parkway intersection. But first, Tim, I wanted to quickly mention that your article on Monday, talking about the retail business surrounding electronic cigarettes, one of the people that you interviewed used a term that I'd never heard before, vaping, referring to the inhalation of this vapor of these e-cigarettes, which, as you say, are still in a bit of a regulatory haze in Illinois.
Well, right now they're treated as any sort of general retail merchandise in Illinois. There is no federal or state regulation, is what we were told. What got this got us interested in this was the opening of the first dedicated e-cigarette store up on the northeast side of Springfield. And as you mentioned, it's a kind of vapor. This isn't very technical, but they get the nicotine in a vapor, and then it's water vapor that it's exhaled by the cigarette. So the regulators are still trying to catch up with the popularity of these.
Did you get the impression that the state is looking to, you know, grab on to this to get some additional revenue from these products, perhaps trying to roll them in with tobacco products? Or are they going to be considered more like nicotine replacement, like the patch or gum?
That's what they're trying to sort out. And everybody's pretty much waiting on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. They're expected to issue some rules maybe as early as this summer, whether e-cigarettes are a smoking cessation device, which then would be subject to regulation. So the states will probably follow their lead. And I can tell you, with Bloomberg Business News estimated e-cigarette sales nationwide would approach $1 billion in the next few years. So you can be sure states like Illinois will be looking at the possibilities for tax revenue.
And also, Tim, moving on to the north side of Springfield, the new Ruler Foods store. That name's new to me, but the company that runs it, I understand, Kroger, is a familiar name. What are the plans for the area?
They're planning to open this store in a small strip center on Sangamon Avenue in September. It would share that strip center with, Fit Club North is in there. The best way I could describe this, and I haven't seen one, but it sounds something along the line of Aldi's, a discount, limited service type grocery store. It's relatively small as compared to, say, a Schnucks or the Hy-Vee that's under construction. But it is Kroger's return to this market in some fashion anyway after several decades. And they expect to have about 20 employees.
There are also some plans in the works for that area right between the very southwest side of Springfield and Chatham, that Piper Glen area there, for perhaps a full-sized grocery store.
The parent company, Kroger, has a contract to purchase about 5 acres in the Piper Glen subdivision. And every week I say this, every time I come back here, it's like, oh, another grocer looking at Springfield, and I express surprise. And then we get another one, in this case, Kroger. As you know, there's a variety of projects going on around town. And I should say, this one isn't a done deal yet. They have a contract to purchase the land right there on Illinois 4. If it all works out, they close on the sale. It could start construction this fall.
Okay, and maybe just Kroger wanting to get in before the market does saturate, if it ever does. It definitely seems...
And I probably should point out that Illinois 4, anybody who drives that regularly knows it is a very heavily traveled corridor, anywhere from 18,000 to a little more than almost 23,000 vehicles a day between Springfield and Chatham. So you can be sure they certainly took a look at that.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on daily in the SJR. Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you.